from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
ESPN is reporting, I don't know if you saw this, maybe you did a sports minute on it, Major League Baseball considering a 6-inning requirement for starting pitchers.
Yes.
The exceptions would be the pitcher suffering an injury, the pitcher throwing more than 100 pitches, or allowing 4 or more earned runs. Seems kind of goofy to me, but okay.
What's the point of that?
To bring back the prestige of the starting pitcher.
And also to make the starting pitcher
worth the money that he's getting paid.
Well, yes, but also to kind of be more of a
strike thrower,
a thinking pitcher, as opposed to a pitcher that's throwing every ball 100 miles an hour.
Right.
So this is a big deal. I think it's Justin Verlander's brother. I think I saw him talking about that. I think it was Justin Verlander's brother talking about his brother and why he's been able to do what he has done for so long. And the way that, you know, he would hold back early in games. And then when he needed like a 96 or 97 mile an hour fastball later in the game, he could still have it and he would protect his arm.
Pitch instead of just throw.
Exactly. So I think that they're trying to figure out why there's the rash of the UCL injuries. And I think we all know why. It's because guys overthrow.
Also, they've been throwing for a longer time in their lives.
How about this one now? I talked to a manager in Major League Baseball. He's been around baseball a long, long time. And it was a couple of weeks ago, and he told me that, and I guess this is the thing when the teams have night games, and predominantly they do have night games, that relief pitchers throw every day like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, even if they threw the day before on the mound, that they go out and they throw every day. And I guess that's obviously to keep their arm alive, and I guess there's a reason for it. But he was lamenting the fact that they get caught into these like traditions, and he thought that more rest in between throwing the ball may help pitchers protect their arms.
He was a manager?
Yes.
Why didn't he stop it?
Because he can't, because of analytics and because of front office politics and things of that nature.
Well, here's what we know. Nothing is working. So,
yeah,
maybe that is the answer.
I don't know. Interesting thing is, he was telling me this is a tradition. So I'm all right, if it's a tradition.
Boomer, when you played high school baseball, seriously, how many pitchers had arm issues in high school?
I don't remember many.
Exactly.
I don't.
You know how many kids now have Tommy John surgery before they graduate high school?
Because they're throwing sliders.
From the time they're six years old.
Trying to throw 100 miles an hour.
And they're playing on multiple teams and pitching multiple games. Yeah. During the week, and it's like G said, they're doing it for far longer now than they've ever done it.
I do remember pitching in games and then playing first base because there was no DH.
Sure.
And, I'm playing first base and then trying to throw the ball the next day was almost impossible.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.